Voila, voila. Thank you so much.
It depends on the audience.
Hare Krishna. Kavi Chandra Maharaj has said, it all depends on the audience if one is able to speak. Hare Krishna. I do not know if you have met Kavi Chandra Maharaj very often. Kavi Chandra Maharaj is traveling all over the world, really, and he is regularly in Mayapur, and always on Mayapur Parikrama. I've seen you many times. He's very close to Jayapataka Maharaj, and has also, you know, Jayapataka Maharaj sent us a message on the TV, and he, in that message, he thanked you very much that you have visited him during his time in the hospital and have helped him very much. He mentioned that. So, Kavicha. Really? Prayed like anything? Yeah. Kavi Chandra Maharaj says when he visited Jayapataka Maharaj, he prayed like he had never prayed before in his life, that he would stay with us. Yeah, wonderful. He's also a GBC member and in Japan, and I hear you are now regularly in Africa as well. Is it correct? Wonderful. We have one young couple from Ivory Coast, yes. Hare Krishna. No more? Is that changed? No more elephants are there. Hare Krishna. I wanted to speak to you today about something in relationship to Srimati Radharani, which I feel is a deep point. In the evening we will hear more of her leelas and see more of her form, but today I want to just express something about attaining her mercy and attaining or going ultimately to where she is. If some Hare Krishna, Shishi Radha Kunya Bihari ki jai, Shishi Gaura Nitai ki jai. Can maybe someone get me Upadeshamrita, Sharanga Thakur? It's called Nectar of Instruction in English. And open it on text 8. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sadasvate Deve Gauravani Vajarine Nivesesa Sunyavadi Paskachare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Garadhara Shivasadi Go Bhaktavinda Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sugidevi Panamam Vajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Karuna Bharatram Vadami Radham Karuna Smitasyam Tato Mamanyasti Gati Nakvapi. Dato mamanyasti gati nakvapi. Srila Prabhupada always described our stay in this material world as extremely short. One lifetime is extremely brief. And he gave an example, the example of a traveler. A traveler comes for an extremely brief time into a hotel and then he moves on. Many of us have been traveling to India, and sometimes we have to stay for a night over in a hotel. I remember in Istanbul, often one has to stay in a hotel to catch the ongoing flight to India. So this life is, if you look with the perspective of eternity, just such a short stopover in your journey. Tridasha Roy, you are now born in Croatia in this lifetime, and you will work for your situation, and you practice your spiritual life. But it is very brief. Next morning will come very quickly. And it is said, always in the hotel, by 11 o'clock you are expected to be out of the hotel, to be checked out. And they're very sharp with the time. If you're still there at 11 o'clock, they will give you a notice first, a polite notice, and then you will see the heavy Istanbul restless, you know, they will throw you out. So this life is also just like that. It's a very brief, brief moment in which we are and which we have here. And I want to ask you a question. When you know that you are only for a brief time at a place, what will you do at that place? No, I'm asking seriously. You're not thinking at the moment. You're thinking, I will tell you, but I won't tell you. You have to now think. You are only for a night in one place, no? As a guest. What will you do in the evening? I mean, I know you will eat and eat a little, and then sleep, obviously, you know, but what will you do? Where will your mind be? The next place. And you might prepare for your next place. You might look for a road map, or you might check, is my passport ready here? I hope I have not spaced it out, and is my ticket here? And, you know, and what will I read when I travel to the next place? You are living your life already, you know, that life in that hotel already, with a certain mindfulness of the next place. Mindfulness means your mind is full of this. You know, it's a brief time which I spent here. So I need to prepare so that my journey will not catch me unprepared. Not that I come and continue my journey and I don't have my tickets here, or I don't have the important items which I need for my journey, or that I have no idea where we go. In the past, you know, I'm traveling very, very, used to travel very much. And I would sometimes ask my driver, so okay, we are now sleeping at this house, but do you know the next address? And he said, no, I thought you know it. I said, I'm sorry, this is your duty. You're getting prasadam for this. You're the driver, you're planning the routes, I'm planning my lectures. You want to tell me that you started your journey and you didn't know the next place? do you have one brain half or two brain halves, and are they working correctly? You know, this is our driver discussion, and therefore please think if you want to become Satchinandan Swami's driver. It's not sometimes easy because I will ask you questions like this. So today I want to also ask you a question. Tridasha Roy, do you know where you will go next after the day, after when the morning of your life comes? Chandralatika, have you prepared for your next destination? Nityananda Kari, are your tickets with you? Have you forgotten your passport maybe, or is that with you? Do you have a clear conception of the address? Prabhupada tells us human life means we should keep death in front of our eyes. We should not ignore it. And we should be prepared. So, there's a wonderful preparation which I would like to tell you about. It's a very high subject in spiritual life, but I know that, Maharaj has praised you. He said you are a very receptive audience, and I hope you will fulfill his great praise now. It won't be easy what you hear now, and you will need to concentrate a little, but I'm sure you can understand it. It's an easy, it's a wonderful point. But I'm taking this point from a lecture at Radhakund given by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So be ready. He is the genius. In this lecture, he talks all about preparation. And he quotes a verse, Tana marupa charitadi sukirtananu smityu kramena rasana manasi niyotya tishtan brajeta anuragi jananugami kalam nayat akilamit yupadesha saram. The essence of all advice. He is now an essence of all advice, a summary, is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. So this is the first point of the essence of all advice. What was it again? Well, we should chant and remember about the Lord's name and form and what he does and so on. And in this way engage the tongue and mind. Do you get the idea here? It is to disengage your tongue and mind from this world. Take it away from this world, the tongue and the mind. And speak transcendental things about the spiritual world where you wish to go, and think, take your mind away from the newspapers and films and movies of this world, and the movie of your own mind, and put it into another reality that is the Lord's names and what he does, and you know how he looks like and what is his characteristic. The first thing. Now the second thing, essence of all advice. In this way, one should reside in Braj, Goloka Vrindavan, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. My dear devotees, you will always go to the place where your mind is now. My mind at this moment is, oh, when this lecture is over, I will go to the little place of Jagat Bandhu and Anandini, is it Jagat Bandhu? No, Jagannath Mishra. And I will drink some water and then I will prepare myself for the Harinam, and then I will go to Zagreb marketplace, and I will dance and chant. It's already in my mind. I need to have this in my mind so that I can go, and that when I leave the lecture, I'm not bewildered. Oh, what do we do now? I need to already live in this, and so on. So in this way, you should reside in Braj by thinking about what is going on there, Radha and Krishna's pastime, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. Here's the next point. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. In other words, you should learn to do things in your life like the devotees of Krishna do, the dear devotees, his associates in the spiritual world, anuragi jananugami. You should prepare yourself. Now, because we are not always reading the Nectar of Instruction, and this verse is maybe a little high, I want to say it very simple, what this verse tells us. Make yourself familiar with your spiritual goal, your satya, the persons who are there. Make yourself familiar with this. It's almost like when you consider going to a new place, you will ask, how do they do things there? Like before I went to Tibet, I said, how do they do things there? I had understood if you smile at a Tibetan like this, he thinks you want to fight with him. So I don't want to get in trouble. So how do they do things? And then what do they say to each other? And I learned they say tashetile, which means welcome, like dobro doshli. I think it is natural. If you want to go to a place, you have to learn what do they do, how do they do things there, so to blend in the atmosphere and move there. So this verse is asking the question, how do they do things in the spiritual world, and how should I learn about this? What should I do? This is, if you want to learn, want to read this, it's after all the essence of all advice. It's text 8, A Nectar of Instruction. I highly recommend it as a spiritual reading matter for you. So now, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came with a huge parikram party on pilgrimage to Radhakund, and he gave a lecture. We can just imagine the scene. There were many tents, and he was in the Acharya tent, he would receive his sannyasis and preach to them. And then he would go out of his tent and see this ocean of devotees who wanted to go around Radhakund. And he now sat down and he delivered a lecture so that everyone would get the right understanding and so on. And he said to his devotees, you must follow the gradual path, beginning with hearing the holy names in Krishna Katha. He explains this verse now. He said, everyone, get on the spiritual path, and you need to do this by, you need to hear the holy names, and you need to hear Krishna Katha, because if you hear Krishna Katha a lot, you will get to know how Krishna looks like, how he is so grateful to his devotees. You will learn many, many things by Krishna Katha. And he says, then he speaks about the holy name. He said, please understand, the Krishna's holy name reveals in your heart the Lord's form, qualities, and pastimes, and also associates. Then he says, after you have heard This is now the second step. You must act accordingly. And what this means is two things. You must constantly chant about what you have heard, and then you must accept and act accordingly. That's logical, isn't it? You get some new information, Ananda Gopal, about Krishna, and now what do you do with it? Forget it? Or when you leave the temple, it's gone, and when you go in the hospital, you don't have anything to do with what you have just heard? No. You must act according to what you have heard. Now then comes something. This gets now difficult. You must remember it. Smarandas. The state of remembrance will come. And then you will attain the state of self-realization. And then you, after that state, get to the Prapatidash state, and you attain the kingdom of God. Let me give this a very easy conceptual frame. This is nothing else than a program of transformation. You know, first you just hear, then you do your activities accordingly, then you remember, and then this will spark self-realization. It's almost, let us imagine now we are called to Krishna consciousness. We are like cold iron. So if we want to become fire, warm fire, we have to put our iron in the fire, and slowly, by the action of the fire, the iron will glow a little, will become warm, then it will glow, and then it's really hot. So, Branko, don't sleep. You have to hear and not sleep, if possible. And then you must act accordingly, and then you must become glowing. If you always keep the Dubrovnik mind and Dubrovnik nature and Dubrovnik life, you're not practicing spiritual life. You must start to adopt the new quality, the fiery quality in you, the spiritual quality. And this goes by this gradual path. Then he talks about, he gives a quotation about how you should hear. This is a very important quotation, which tells you that you need to hear in three ways. Branko fell asleep. That, let us see if this is mentioned as a proper way to hear. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, okay, you must hear regularly, and who always take the matter very seriously. Acha, you must really take it to heart. They will have the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, manifested in their hearts within a very short time. Do you understand? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gives the pilgrim a program, and he now gives a shloka from the Bhagavatam. He says, listen regularly, take the matter seriously, and then you will remember Krishna. You will have him in your heart always. That's the program. That's the preparation program. That's the programming. You know, in Ayurveda, if you want to live another life, what you do is you press this mama point. It is painful. Please find it. It helps you also to wake up. It's between thumb and thing. Can you feel it? It should be a pain. A pain like an acupuncture or acupressure. Then, please do it, Shapo, because you will have an experience. Then, you have to think about the new attitude which you want to have. Say you always have quarrels with a person, and when you see the person, you say, he gets on your nerve, and you get like, you know. So, you should put place here, in your vision, just over the eyebrow, the desired activity. Okay, when you meet this person, you will be kind and say dobrodošli and kakosti and svenai bolye. And then you put this thought in your mind, this vision, okay, I meet, let us say, tell him, Ladudas the next time, and then I will be nice to him and I give him a ladu. And then you go like, ping, programming, push the bottom, and then you look at Ladudas here on the right side, and you get, don't do it. It's too complicated. I just wanted to, for those of you who like to hear new things and like to improve their life, to give a point, but if it's too complicated, don't do it. It's not necessary for Krishna consciousness. But what is necessary for Krishna consciousness is that you think of the spiritual world where you want to go. And there you don't have to press anything, you know, and inflict pain. You just think about it. By how do you think about it? Well, you hear about it, and you take it very seriously, and then you will remember it throughout the day, and then you go there. But then comes something else. The phrase tat anuragi in the original verse refers to the Brajavasis, who are deeply attached to the Lord. The cows and the sticks and the horns and the flute and the kadamba trees on the banks of the Yamuna are very deeply attached to Krishna. They are Brajavasis in the Shantaras. Raktaka, Chitraka and Patraka, who are Nanda's house servants, attend Krishna when he returns from the pasturing ground, a deeply attached Brajavasi in the Dasyaras. You know, these are Krishna's cowherd, not cowherd boyfriends, they are the servants in Nanda's house. And you know, when Krishna needs something, like for instance his flutes, they go to the flute schrank. How do we say schrank? Cupboard. Yeah, they go to the flute cupboard and they look, dun, 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 dun. Ah, da, 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 this one. And they bring him the right flute. They clean everything, and they also serve Nanda Maharaj, their house servants, and their names are Raktaka, please say the name, Chitraka, and Patraka. Now, let us learn a little. What's going on? Who's there? What are they doing there? Friends like Sridham or Sudham. Yes, are deeply attached Brajavasi of the Vishramba. And now the quiz. What ras are they in? Sagya. You know everything, Kavichandra Maharaj. That is friendship with natural affection. You know, there is something like the Gaurava Sakya ras, that is a friendship with awe and reverence, that you will find in Vaikuntha. But in Vishramba Sakya ras, Krishna's friends are not with awe and reverence. They climb on his shoulders, says Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Like Sridham will say, he's facing Krishna on the bank of the Jamuna. It's so wonderful, this picture. The clouds are dark. And Sridham is in the Sakya ras of fighting with Krishna. He says, hey, Krishna! Like we say in Croatian when we are on the phone. Hey, hey! No, we say like this. So he says, hey, Krishna! Don't be so proud. You think you carried the Govardhan Hill? Nonsense! It flew in the air. You think that you actually defeated Kaliya serpents? Don't think like this. It was our mantras. We were there. Mantra, 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 mantra. So now I challenge you to fight. And he made the sound. I challenge you to fight. And I will defeat you. And Krishna smiles and says, let's see. And then they really get into it and they charge at each other. The clouds are very intense because it's an intense fight. And they laugh and they shake and they love each other in the chivalrous mood. Yes. Or Krishna's friends eat into the palm fruits in Talavan and say, this is a very good fruit, please eat it. They feed him partially eating palm fruits in Talavan. Or Krishna's friend fight with him. They compel him to carry them on his shoulders. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says, Arjuna was also a friend of Krishna, but he was in the Gaurava Sakyarasa with awe and reverence. When he saw the universal form of Krishna, he was struck with wonder and says, O Lord, you are so opulent and great. I have committed an offense by addressing you as friend. Please forgive me. The friends in Vrindavan would say, Krishna, don't do your magic. We are not impressed. this is not your form. It's just some magician is there. Let's eat some prasadam. You know. So then he goes through all the rasas and finally he comes to the Braja Gopis, of whom Radharani is the highest. He says, the Braja Gopis are deeply attached Brajavasis in the topmost, which ras? Madhurya ras. Mm-hmm. They are gravely afflicted by separation from Krishna. And they said to him in Kurukshetra, dear Lord, you have a navel just like a lotus flower. Your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen deep into the well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We have one desire, O Krishna. We wish that these lotus feet of yours be awakened within our hearts. They want to always remember the lotus feet. Although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur goes on and says that these devotees are in the highest relationship to Lord Krishna, and one should go to the place where the highest, where these devotees are with Krishna. That is Radhakund. Do you know that every noon Srimati Radharani comes? She first comes to Kusum Sarovar to pick flowers for Krishna and then waits for Krishna at Radhakund. It is described, she waits in a little island which is in the middle of Radhakund and which is connected to the bank with a crystal bridge. And in this island, Srimati Radharani is decorated by her girlfriends. She's decorated in a bath of youth. She gets earrings, which are the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And her whole personality is prepared by the gopis to give the utmost pleasure to Krishna. When Krishna sees Srimati Radharani, he wonders, He says the whole world is after my beauty and personality, but there's one person who totally enchants me with her qualities. I cannot understand how Radharani gets so much pleasure just by seeing me. Isn't it? He's really in this mood of worshipping Srimati Radharani. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would cry and he would close the door if he would speak about this Radharani. I heard once a famous person came to him and he would ask questions, and then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would all of a sudden quote these verses about Radharani, who totally enchants Krishna so that Krishna offers the direction, offers obeisances in the direction in which Srimati Radharani is and from which a breeze comes to carry news about Radharani and carries her the enchanting fragrance of her beautiful person. And Krishna falls on the ground and offers his obeisances. And then Bhaktisiddhanta started to cry. And he caught himself helplessly. He was just overwhelmed and he ran out of this room, ran away from this famous person who was something like a president of a university, and went into his room and locked his room and fell on the floor and fainted. When devotees came, after an hour, they heard him crying about Radharani. Yes, this is Radharani. We cannot conceive. Our Kavi Chandra Maharaj told us, it is simply difficult for us to imagine these things. And don't try, but hear. Hear. Don't try to imagine. Hear. And as you are hearing, your persona will become spiritually charged up like an iron rod placed within fire, and as a result you will become spiritually upgraded. Mm-hmm. Okay. He spoke many things about Radharani at that time in this lecture which is there, I want to say one thing. I read one thing to you. Among the gopis, Sri Radhika is supreme. She is the principal among the group leaders headed by Lalita and Vishakha. By great fortune only one gets entry into Lalita's group. That is why today those who desire to circumambulate Sri Radhakund try to live on the banks of Lalitakund. And he said, as surrendered maidservants of Sri Radha, we must constantly live on the banks of Radhakund. Yeah. He just, these are all very high subjects, but I want to extract a principle here. The principle is very much known in this world, also in, we have, I'm seeing, do I see properly Akrura Prabhu? Our Akrura is here to give pleasure to our hearts. He is our expert in ISKCON about coaching, and so on. So he knows about how important it is to put some information in your mind, some positive plan, some strategy, and then somehow when it's in the mind, you somehow do it. Akrura can tell us maybe Akrura, you can prepare a little thing, and for this evening lecture, we can team up, and I can say, here's our expert, and then you say, something little on neuro-linguistic programming or whatever, you know, I'm not so expert as you. How? The idea is put your mind to where you want to go, and then everything works in this direction, and apparently the universe works also in your direction that you go there. So in spiritual life, we take this known principle of the self-improvement school. Actually, we were first about this. They were 2,000 years later, they discovered this. We hear about this spiritual things, spiritual reality, and we try to spiritualize it. It should be internalized. We should take it seriously. It should come in the heart, and then we will go there. Let us stop judging a person by what he is at present. Let us start seeing a person by what is his ideal, because he will become what is his ideal. That's how Prabhupada said, "My disciples are all pure devotees." He didn't say it, but he must have been thought only a little time is separating us. Only a little time, and then again Vrindavan, again Krishna, again Yamuna, again love, again everything. If you are placing yourself in this reality now, in your mind, it's very important. Let our mind be like an arrow, which is moved by the string of the Shastric information, and which flies beyond our humanness to our spiritual goal, because that is what we wish to arrive. We will do this in a human way and in a natural way, serving the Vaishnavas on the way, with utmost care and attention. But we are idealists. There are two kinds of people in this world. The materialist, who just thinks about matter and what he finds here. And the transcendentalist, who puts his mind into the transcendental reality and who will grow into this reality, because it's already there. Krishna. So, on this auspicious day of Radhastami, we can pray to Srimati Radharani in many ways, that please Radha, engage me in your in the service of you and Krishna, and you can be rest assured this prayer is heard. Today, Srimati Radharani is dressed in a very special outfit. Remember, we announced to you that you will have a special darshan. It is there. You can, after the lecture, go and see everything with inquisitive eyes. And please pray to Radharani, who's Karunamrita, who's filled with the nectar of Karuna, of mercifulness. You can pray to her on this wonderful day. Raghunath Das Goswami describes Radharani. He says, Karuna vidravat deha. Her transcendental form melts with compassion. Isn't that wonderful? We have chance. Just like the Kishori Dasi picked up the dog, the real Kishori, Radharani's name is also Kishori, will melt when we, her heart will melt with compassion. We are all street dogs of this material world. We have gone through the 8,400,000 towns. In this material world, 8,400,000 towns. We have barked at many houses. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm so hungry for love. And all houses in these 8,400,000 towns, which we have already visited, have closed their doors on us. Pang! boom. No, you don't get it here. This item what you want is not available. Now today, turn your face away from the 8,400,000 forms of life. Turn your face to she who melts with compassion. Or Karunatra Kataksha, whose glances are melting with compassion, and pray to her. O Queen of Vrindavan, even though I have committed offenses, even though I'm unqualified, and even though my intelligence is crooked, please give this person a small particle of your devotional service. You can know, because Radharani's heart is like fresh butter which melts when her transcendental mercy is awoken. She will not neglect the prayer of any sincere Vaishnava. In fact, her hand, it's her right hand, if you can see from your position, I don't know, I can't see, is like this. This means mercy, milast, milast for you. So, you can also, during the day, take your piece of paper, which was a present yesterday, for you yesterday, and make an heartfelt appeal for Radharani, for loving devotional service, for bhakti. So what to do now? It's 9:30 and we want to go on Harinam. I personally believe that why don't we do like, are you there tomorrow also? I think tomorrow morning Kavichanda Maharaj and myself should do something special. Tomorrow morning we will just do something very special. We will answer all your questions. No problem for Maharaj. So tomorrow we will just speak very briefly, because now we can't have questions and answers. We want to go on Harinam. Some of you have asked how long should we fast. Until 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock. Or if you're very hungry, after, you can eat 1 minute after 12 o'clock. But it's good if you do this. Radharani is very merciful, and one of my god brothers said, we don't have to fast up till midnight, like Krishna, who is a little demanding. But we only have to fast until 12 o'clock. She's more merciful than Krishna. Practical proof, which also an ISKCON devotee can understand very easily. Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Shyam. Hare Krishna. Gokulendra will give us an orientation about how we do things. Yes, please take the rope there. Yeah.